I cannot stop thinking about the Blessed Carlos Acutis Roadmap to Reality movie that I saw yesterday with my wife. Just the philosophical and theological insights in there are incredible. Get this. One talking about how the phone is like an anti-sacrament, that the Eucharist is this vessel through which we connect to our Lord into eternity and into the supernatural world. And phones do the opposite. They connect us back into reality, but in a very awful version of it, a fake reality. Isn't that crazy that you could almost call the phone kind of like the devil's Eucharist? They talked about this in the movie, and all these thoughts just blew my mind. Really, really amazing. But I want to talk about Blessed Carlos Acutis and his purgatory connection. Now, yesterday, he was supposed to be canonized, but it was canceled because of the death of Pope Francis. And even in the movie, they were presuming that he was going to be canonized. Hence, they kept referring him as St. Carlo Acutis, St. Carlo Acutis. Sorry, I will sometimes say Carlos, but it's the Italian Carlo. So please forgive me for that mistake. And they mentioned purgatory twice in the movie towards the beginning. So apparently when he was around 5 years old, his grandfather, who had died, appeared to him, asking him prayers from purgatory. Can you imagine this dynamo of a saint? I mean, unbelievable. This guy he's impressing me more and more. No wonder so many people love him. He began praying from early on. And then one of his last words, he had, I forget what it was that he died of, but he had lesions or something in his eyes and different sort of sufferings. And his mother was sad for him. And he said, "Mother, don't be sad. I don't want to go to purgatory. I want to go straight to heaven." That sentiment is one of the biggest defects that we have because we fail to have that sentiment. Many of us are afraid of going to heaven or afraid of dying or afraid of God for different reasons, even very devout people. So we don't have sufficient desire for heaven. Hence, we go to purgatory for that fault, which is a serious fault when you think of how incredible heaven is. So he, at the very, towards the beginning of his life of faith, and then at the very end, purgatory was an incredible thing. So when I researched last night after coming home from the movie, Carlo Acutis and purgatory, guess what I found? In his official website, I think he had four different projects or kind of displays to go around. One of them was the Eucharistic Miracles, the one that he's the most famous for. But another one of the things that he realized people were not believing, that he needed to tell people, he needed to convince people that it was real, were the four last things. Specifically, and there it said that he saw how it was failed to be preached on heaven, hell, and guess what? Purgatory. So what did he compile? He compiled like at least 80 different stories about purgatory, which I will begin covering immediately as soon as I can. There was like maybe 10 about hell, different visions of hell. So many of these were saints that I had never heard of. So he did some serious research here, and he was also able to research in the Italian original language to Italian mystics. Many mystics and saints are from Italy. Ones that we don't have access to translations, as well as visions of heaven. So an incredible wealth of resource. And after all that, I thought, man, it would be great if we could turn the purgatory part into a website. Guess what? Today, just a few minutes ago, I had a meeting with a man. I won't say his name for his privacy, but he started this website called The Purgatory Project. I'll put the official website right here where you can register a soul of your loved one, and you and different people can then find those people registered, their pictures, their stories, and then pledge prayers to pray for them. What a beautiful idea. This is, I think, just the beginning. I think it's going to go way beyond this to fulfill the dream and the desire of Blessed Carlo Acutis. Awesome things happening in the world. Pray for the future Pope. Pledge masses in that other video. Go and comment below, because the souls in purgatory will elect for us the holiest Pope we have ever seen. So we must convince the world of purgatory and its existence so we can pray for it and empty it and us go straight to heaven. My friends, if this video has helped you in any way, please like and subscribe and support it through Buy Me a Coffee. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.
Carlo was a normal kid.
He was
kid.
15.
Computer programmer.
Loved soccer.
God's influencer.
Don't let the sneakers fool you. There was nothing average about that kid.
You ever added up and see how many days of your life you waste on your phone?
6 hours and 26 minutes.
Mine's eight, so that's...
Welcome to the University of Mary. In less than 2 days, you're going to be on a plane going to the Eternal City. We're going to Rome!
This year, telling him the story of Blessed Carlo Acutis and then going to see his body.
Not really expecting to get a lot out of it from the religious point of it.
I want to have a good time, have Italian food.
I always questioned, is God real?
Technology policy, no phones, absolutely none.
Technology doesn't give you control, it gives you perception of control.
The attraction of Carlo Acutis is that he's a young millennial saint who was technologically savvy.
He understood that it was an instrument that had a fantastic power if used well.
Carlo loved the Lord Jesus because he looked with those types of eyes. He was able to see far more deeply.
He has something to demonstrate to the world.
His goal is to get people off of his website, back into church.
Before the pilgrimage, I found out that my mom had this tumor. Just feeling his presence, my heart was pounding a lot. I was praying to him for my mom.
Carlo is, in a certain way, that saint for our time.
How many adolescents report experiencing loneliness and sadness? That rate is at 42%.
Your heart breaks for what young people especially have to go through.
We think reality is dull because we've dulled our senses.
The developers of this software have hacked the human mind.
They will digitize your soul if they thought they could make money on it.
Carlo was able to understand that he was going to die, and he was going to die very young.
He's an antidote to the ails of our age.
You could feel his presence. Something's gonna happen. I started crying when I saw him. I'm part of something amazing.
He was literally my age, and he impacted that many people.
It's been a blessing. It's been so awesome.
When you disconnect, everything feels more genuine.
He truly is God's influencer.